Reformers issue policy framework for Republicans to cut illegal immigration and catch and release. By John Binder on May 11, 2022. From the National Border Patrol Council to Angel Families, a coalition of pro-American immigration reformers have banded together to issue a policy framework for Republican lawmakers to quickly cut illegal immigration and eliminate President Joe Biden's expansive catch-and-release network. The coalition, in a letter to House and Senate Republican leadership, details policy prescriptions to drastically reduce the level of illegal immigration to the United States. As of the writing of this letter, over 2.8 million illegal aliens have been apprehended at our southwest border entering or attempting to enter the United States since Biden took office, the coalition writes. The administration has admitted that at least 42 of these aliens were on the terror watch list, they continue. Over 1.6 million illegal aliens, including known gotaways, are now in the interior of the United States, more than the population of states such as Hawaii, Maine, Montana, and New Hampshire. The groups who signed the letter are Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime, America First Policy Institute, Center for Renewing America, Center for the American Way of Life, Claremont Institute, Conservative Partnership Institute, Counterpoint Institute for Policy, Research, and Education, Eagle Forum, Federation for American Immigration Reform, Heritage Action for America, The Heritage Foundation, Judicial Watch, National Border Patrol Council, Numbers USA, The Remembrance Project, and Texas Public Policy Foundation. The coalition urges Republicans, if they take back both chambers following this year's midterm elections, to reject amnesty in all forms for illegal aliens and go beyond promises to their voters of continuing construction of border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. They write, to regain our sovereignty, integrity, and security, Congress must close these loopholes and make other changes so that the Biden administration cannot continue this self-inflicted crisis. It is not enough for the next Congress to simply restart construction of the border wall system or adjust resources at Customs and Border Protection. Congress should be emboldened with the mandate to immediately legislate unflinchingly, ensuring that neither this nor any future administration is again able to weaponize loopholes in the immigration system, and defiantly refuse to follow plain law, to purposefully drive mass illegal immigration to the United States, the coalition writes. Among the top priorities for Republicans, the coalition writes, is creating an authority for the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to immediately return illegal aliens back to Mexico when they arrive at the border. Likewise, the coalition wants to see Republicans restart a safe third country agreement with Mexico that clarifies foreign nationals must seek asylum in the first safe third country they arrive in rather than asylum shopping to the U.S. The federal government has a similar agreement with Canada. Another vital policy point, the coalition writes, is ending the Biden administration's ability to use parole to mass release border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities. Since Biden took office, DHS has released more than 836,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. Sources at the agency told Breitbart News that they are currently operating as a full-service travel agency. Other policy prescriptions, the coalition writes, include end the disparate treatment of contiguous versus non-contiguous unaccompanied alien children, UAC, under the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act, TVPRA, and terminate the Flory Settlement Agreement that limits detention of family units to 20 days, and raise the credible fear standard. Mandate and appropriate resources for completion of the border wall system. Increase CBP personnel and resources such as holding facilities and border technology, and clarify CBP's authority to issue notices to appear, NTAs. Increase ICE resources for deportation officers, DO, and detention beds so they are commensurate with the mandatory detention and removal requirements in the law, and clarify DO's authority to make custodial arrests. Restrict prosecutorial discretion to remove it as the catch-all excuse for limiting immigration enforcement. Mandate full implementation of the Migrant Protection Protocols, MPP, otherwise known as Remain in Mexico, and appropriate funds for permanent court facilities along the border at every PO. Codify matter of AB, which clarified that gang violence and domestic violence are not grounds for asylum. eliminate discretionary grants of employment authorization under 8 U.S.C. 1324 A.H.3. Clarify that the entry into the U.S. of any alien with known or suspected ties to or association with a terrorist entity is prohibited until the alien has been properly vetted and the secretary has determined that no threat exists. Establish further restrictions on federal court jurisdiction to review claims brought by aliens and their associations/organizations. Reverse Arizona versus U.S. and give states independent authority to participate in the enforcement of immigration laws. The coalition writes that in addition to passing these policies in the Republican-controlled Congress, lawmakers throw more resources behind crippling sanctuary jurisdictions and protecting Americans from labor market strains imposed by mass immigration. The coalition writes, "This is only an initial step. Leadership should put additional, shovel-ready border security and immigration bills on the floor throughout the next Congress, from ending sanctuary policies to protecting American workers. Congress will also need to conduct aggressive oversight and properly control federal funding mechanisms." The coalition is a direct rebuke of big business and corporate special interests' attempts to influence Republicans. In March, a pro-mass immigration coalition was formed by former President George W. Bush, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Koch Brothers Network of Donor Class Organizations, and corporate-backed groups like the Business Roundtable and the Niskanen Center to lobby Republicans to support amnesty for illegal aliens and a doubling of legal immigration levels. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.